Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we'll have the schus today to do two short simonim, Shin Pei Ches and Shin Pei Tes, each of which only has one sif. So Be'ezras Hashem, we begin with Shin Pei Ches, the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us over here, Im lo ervu hachatzeros yachad. If you have a number of separate chatzeros over here, and there's a mavoi that's attached to all of them, the gam lo nishtatvu v'mavoi. The people did not make one single erev chatzeros over here, nor did they make a shituf mavoyos. So in this situation, mutu l'taltel b'chol ha-mavoi, kelim sheshavsu b'socho. The first opinion over here that the Mechaber brings down is that you are allowed to go and carry items that are already in the mavoi, throughout the mavoi over here, as long as those kelim were there at the start of Shabbos. And this is allowed, bein ervu chatzeros im habatim, bein lo ervu. This is allowed whether there was an erev chatzeros over here with the houses in each individual chatzer, or there was no erev chatzeros with the houses in each individual chatzer. As we've already pointed out previously, as long as there is an enclosure over here, this is not an open space, it is enclosed in a halachically acceptable way for the mavui and for chatzeros to be enclosed. So then, you aren't allowed to bring from the houses into the chatzer or into the mavui, but in this situation, the Mechaber reminds us that you are allowed to, in fact, go and carry items that are already in the mavui, sheshovsu b'socho, kelim that were shoves in the mavui at the start of Shabbos. You're allowed to move them about throughout this mavui. This is the first lenient opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Now, Dershu footnote number one has a long hakdama, which we're not going to go into, that explains the Gemara in the background over here, understanding this first lenient opinion of the Mechaber, and the second, more strict opinion that he brings down in the name of the Rambam. Please look in Dershu footnote number one in this nice hakdam over here for all of the background information. We just don't have time to go through it today. Now, Mishneh Berurah Siv Kardinal, if the Mishneh Berurah tells us, wrote Solomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, af im lo ervu v'chule, even if they did not have a single erev chatzeros over here between all the chatzeros, dim ervu hariyu gam kein shituv mavoi, because if they had done that, that would be the equivalent of a shituv mavoi, it's between an erev chatzeros between multiple eruvim, as we've already learned, ubesimen hakodim, as we learned previously. So we're talking here that nobody made an erev chatzeros altogether with all the chatzeros, and certainly they didn't make a shituv mavoyos. So the Mishneh Berurah explains zivkot and beis, the kelim sheshavsu besocho, utensils that were in there at the start of Shabbos in this mavoi. Likewise, vadin the muta lahotzi michotzer lamavoi kelim sheshavsu besocho, as I already pointed out, v'chein min hamavoi lechotzer, any kelim that were in either the chotzer or in the mavoi at the start of Shabbos. So all of these utensils are allowed to be moved anywhere within the chotzers and within the mavui over here, but not from the house into the chotzer or the mavui, and not from the mavui or the chotzer into the houses. And we've learned all of this, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, uchadilael b'simin shinayim be sifalef, because the lo tiknu chachomim shituf mavoyos. The reason that the rabbis instituted a shituf mavoyos over here is ela lahatir lahotzi la mavoi kelim shavsu b'bayis. The whole purpose is to allow kelim from the houses to be brought out into the chotzer and into the mavoi, but not within the enclosed areas. As we've already said previously, within the enclosed areas, not the houses, but the chotzer, the mavoi, the karpaf, etc., you can move things around in them freely. Awolin yachatzeros umavos atzmon, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, the chatzer and the mavi itself, lo tiknu. The rabbis never instituted the requirement for erev chatzeros or shituv mavoyos. Urshus echadu, it is halachically considered like a single entity over here. In halacha, we never considered it two different entities, even though one is a chatzer and one is a mavi, or many chatzeros and many mavoyos. And therefore, urshus echadu, the mutal atalta mizelazet. And in halacha, you can carry from one to the other, even without an erev chatzeros or shituv mavoyos. They must be enclosed in an appropriate way. And the halacha is over here the same way. The kamod mutar letalto b'chol chotzer kelim sheshavsu b'socho, just like you can carry within the entire chotzer any kelim that were there at the start of Shabbos. Afim lo ervu ma'batim, even though you didn't make an erev chatzeros, so too over here. Kein mutar letalto b'chol ha'mavui, you can carry within the entire mavui over here. Afim lo nishtatu b'nei chatzeros im ha'mavui, even though you didn't make a shita b'vayos. And he adds, "Upashut the cause of the Ma'ariv Shoyah Mavi Atzma Mesuka Belechi V'Kor Kedin." And as I pointed out, it has to be halachically considered an enclosure in order for this to apply. The only reason for the Erev Chatzeros or the Shita Mavoyos is to allow carrying from the house to the Chatzer and to the Mavoy and vice versa. The Mishneh Berurah adds in Sivkot and Gimel, therefore, the Mitzuyin Klei Habayis B'Chatzer, anything that was in the Chatzer over here, V'Shayach L'Migzah Duma Osi Lafuki Klei Habayis L'Mavui, and you might have thought that since stuff is in the Chatzer that came from the house before Shabbos, so you might have thought that the rabbis would have instituted a gzera over here, Afilu Hachishari. Nevertheless, the rabbis did not make some gzera in this situation. It is Dirshu footnote number 2 tells us, Shalahalocha ein choshishim legzeras rav, we're not concerned about the gzera of rav, shet choshesh, that he did have this concern over here, she'im natu letalto kelim sheshavsu b'mavoy, if you allow people to move things around in the mavoy, yavu lahotzi l'mavoy kelim sheshavsu b'bayis, votzim l'chotzer, then people may forget and take things out of the house. That was rav's concern. That's part of the Hakdam over here you see in Dirshu footnote number 1, but that is not a halacha lemaisa concern that the rabbis instituted. That's the first leaning opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Then he brings down the opinion of the Rambam. And the Mechaber continues and he writes, Ulo harav Rabbeinu Moshe bar Maimon, according to the Rambam, however, he says, Davko bishalo ervu chatzeros im abatim. Only if you didn't make the ervu chatzeros over here with the batim, does this apply. However, avolim ervu chatzeros im abatim, if in fact the people did make an ervu chatzeros with their houses, then ein metantalim b'movoy elo bi'arba amos. Then you're not allowed to go and carry in the movoy except dalet amos, which is, would be the same exact din as if it was a rishus harabim or a carmelis. So if there was an ervu chatzeros over here, which allows you to carry from the houses into their courtyard and vice versa, then the rabbis did institute over a restriction on carrying within the mavoi. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Dalit, Lahalocha, how do we paskin? Naktinon kidei arishon. We paskin like the more lenient first opinion over here. And he adds, Vafilu laharamba, I'm even going to the more machmir second opinion, Dafka shamavi masukin belachi vikora. The only time you wouldn't be allowed to carry according to Rambam in this mavi over here is it was only set up, fixed with a lechi and a korah. However, avalim humasukin beturas ha-pesach, if it had in fact a real turas ha-pesach, with the two vertical posts and then the horizontal posts connecting them, or string connecting them, gan l'diday, even according to the Rambam, mutter bekulo, then you'd be allowed to carry within the entire mavi as well for kelim that were shavas in the mavi. Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down from the Mogen Avraham that it's not only a Tzuras HaPesach, even if there are base pasim, that would also be considered a valid Chatzer Tikkun over here. And in Dirshu footnote number 4, it brings down that the reason for the Rambam is Kishe Irvu HaChatzeros Betelos Hin Legabi Abatim. The Chatzer loses its status when you make an Erev Chatzeros, and it's all considered halachically like a house. And therefore, Vidim Tzor Shein Chatzeros B'mavoy. And therefore, it appears in halacha as if you just have houses in a mavoy. Vein mavoy nita belechi v'korah. And in this situation, a mavoy is not allowed to be carried in if you only have a lechi and a korah, unless you have over here batim and chatzeros pesuchim lesocho. And now halachically over here, we just halachically have only a house and not a house and a chotzer. And therefore, if you in fact have a Tzuras HaPesach, as we explained, even the Rambam would say that this is masaking it over here and you'd be allowed to carry in the entire area, even though you just halachically have batim and no chotzer. The Sharet Zion Oz Gimel explains why do we postulate the first opinion, because that's the majority opinion. He says that's the Das Rashi, Tosus, the Raivid, the Rashba, and the Ritva. He adds as well that it seems like the Rif and the Rosh were not taking into account the Chumrah that Rav had, that you should make such a Gzerah, and he says this is also the opinion of the Elya Rabba. That concludes Simon Shin Pei Ches, and now we go on to Shin Pei Tes, which deals with the halacha of the Eino Yehudi, Sheshel Chalon Pasuach Lebiko Lekarpath, where you have a very nice diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 2 on page 34 in the back, where you can see that the Nochri's house is on the side of the Mavui, on the right side, and he has an opening into the Mavui, which also this Mavui has openings from several courtyards that belong to Jews, and as well, the Nochri also has a Pesach, a Chalon, you can see in the back right upper part of the diagram that opens up into a bicker. So this is critical to understand this visualization over here of what we're talking about. Dirshu footnote number 2 does an excellent job of setting us up to hopefully easily understand this siman. And now we can begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Eino Yehudi Hador B'movo. You have this non-Jewish person who's living in one of the houses that's next to the Movoi. As we can see in the right of diagram, Dirshu footnote number 2. And he has another opening besides the one that he has into the Mavoi that opens up into the Bika at the top right of diagram in Dirshu footnote number 2. Or it opens up into a Karpaf. Doesn't have to open up only into a Bika. So in this situation, Afilu Einbo Elo Arba Tfochim Al Arba Tfochim, even though this window that he has connecting to the Bika or to the Karpaf is only 4x4 Tfochim, which is the minimal shear to be considered a Pesach. Eino Oser Al Bnei Mavoi. In this situation, the non-Jewish person isn't going to ruin it for the people in the Mavoi, that they have to go and purchase the rights from this person, the non-Jewish person over here, in order for them to be able to make a sheet of Mavoyos. But instead, they can exclude him over here. They don't have to purchase his rights because he has other access out of his house or area to go into the Bika or to the Karpaf. And this is true. Afilu machnus umotzi gemalim ukronos derech hamavoi kol yom. And this is even though he's using the actual opening into the mavoi all day long with his camels and his wagons. Because nevertheless, he still wants the opening that he has to the bikkah or to the karpa, because that's his own private, nobody else is using it. And this way he has space. And in this way, we halachically view that his opening into the mavui is not his regular opening, and that his main regular opening is the one that he has into the bikkah, to the karpaf. And therefore, she'eino oser. In this situation, he doesn't ruin it for the Jewish people there, that they have to go and purchase, acquire his rights from him. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph explains, v'kol she'eino pesach gomer. If it's certainly more than a 4x4 pesach, it's an actual doorway, not just a window, certainly this halacha would apply. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, derech ha'movi, rotz lomar, derech ha'pesach ha'psuach l'movi. As opposed to going through the window, he has other access through the doorway into the movi. Nevertheless, that is considered Sivkot and Gimel, k'mo she'eino rogil. Why? Rotz lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that the Mechaber is saying, k'mo chotzer ha'psuach l'shnei mavos. If be identical to the situation we had previously, where you have a chotzer that has openings to the left and to the right into different mavois. In one, they don't regularly use it. They don't come and go in that way. They use the other one. So then, then they don't ruin it to that mavoi. As we've already learned, k'de'el b'simin shin pevav sif tes. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Ola Karpaf tells us over here that we're referring to a karpaf Dumyo de Bikkah, it has to be similar to the Bikkah, Shupasuach Lamokom Acher, that it has an opening to another place to get out of it, because otherwise, the Ilu B'She'en Lo Pesach Ela Klapi Beis, so, because if it doesn't have an opening except into his house, so then, Heech Yistalik Min Amavi, then he still needs the Mavi over here, for any Yochel Otzeis L'Shuk, and he wouldn't be able to get out to the marketplace, Lasot Strachov, to do whatever he wants, Chutz L'Beiso, outside of his house, El Therach Mavi. So he brings us down the name of the Ritva, so obviously this Bikkah over here has exit potential to go elsewhere, as does the Karpov. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Ulepelesh lo heviyu hu achronim. It's very surprising that the achronim don't mention this critical factor. The issue footnote number 3, it gives an explanation over here from the Prisha and the El Yerabba, that they say, Kivan shish tam shuso b'movo yirakide lo tzilachli setzadvar magdolim, since he's using the doorway from his house into the movo only for large items. However, for the small items, noach lo yose lo tzi derech bikka o karpav, he likes his own private exit over here through the bikka or the karpav, so therefore, nechshav ha-pesach shel kivan ha-movo ki'in o-rogil. So therefore, the larger opening into the movo, which he doesn't really like to use except for the large stuff, isn't considered his regular exit. And he brings out for the Maimer Mordechai as well, Shalafri Devarim, according to this opinion over here of the El Yerabba and the Prisha, it's Mashma, Sheemotzi has called Caleb Derech Mavoi, that in fact he didn't use his window, but he in fact did use this opening into the Mavoi for most of his transactions. So Ein Omim Shenoach Lo Liyosu HaPesach Shepasuch L'Bikol HaKarpov. Then you can't say that, because he's not using it. And in this situation, it would be Oser. He would in fact ruin it for the Jewish people over there unless they purchase his rights. However, he himself says that this may not be true, and he brings out from the Rashba and the Avodas HaKodesh, Shebuchol Ofen Hagoy Mistalik Min Amovi, as long as he has another opening, even if he doesn't really use that other opening into the Bikkah as much, nevertheless, the Maimon Mordechai would say over here that this is still acceptable, and he wouldn't ruin it over here as long as he has this other opening, even if it's not very commonly used to the Bikkah or to the Karpov. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that if the Nachri over here is living in a chotzer, that it's pesuch l'shnei mavos, he has a left and a right side, for example, to go out. So then we bring down from the chelus to shuvos, shuras shai, sheitoch and sheevshel esalik mimavu l'mavu yoser. It's different there when there are two mavis. You can't say, well, he's going to that mavi versus this mavi. Because shedavko kishepiskol ashen hula bikol a karpafein oser. It's only because if he has his own private exit to the bikkah of the karpav, then he doesn't ruin it because he'd prefer to use his own private entrance or exit. As opposed to over here, when it's two mavois, so then he has no real preference one for the other. However, he does bring down from the Shelos Shuvas Beis Shlomo, who writes, She'im yesh l'nochri derech acheris latzis mechotzer in oser. Even if he does have only a mavoi, the other exit, then it's still good. It doesn't have to be to a private bikkah or karpav. The Mechaber continues and he qualifies it further and he says, V'hu sheyesh bebikka o bekarpav yoser mimus sosayim. This bikka or karpav has to be a large area, greater than a base sosayim. However, avolim ein bo elo sosayim, if it's only a sosayim or less, kotenhu, it's not considered a significant area, it's too small, v'lo nichale be, and he's not happy to have that area to use, and therefore he will want to use the main opening into the mavoi, and therefore he would ruin it for the Jewish people unless they purchased his rights from him. The Mishnah Berurah explains to Sivkot and Dalet, ubaofen ze, in this setting, afilu hayo pesach godol pasuach lehen, even if he had over here a large opening into his bikkah or to his karpaf, but it's a small bikkah or karpaf, gam kein enum is batal, yedeze ha pesach shibbavi, even even though it's more than a window, it's a real Pesach, it still wouldn't be able to nullify his desire, so to say, to want to be in access to the Mavoi, and therefore, unless they purchase it from him, unless they purchase the non-Jewish person's rights, and then he wouldn't ruin it for them. But another caveat, this is assuming, that, of course, that he uses that Pesach more than the other Pesach. If he still uses the Bikkur or the Karpaf opening more so than the Mavoi, then he wouldn't ruin it for them. And this you can see in the Shar HaTzion, Oz Gimel, is brought down the name of the Rashba, and is also brought down by the El Yeraba. Now, in the Shar HaTzion, Oz Bez over here, he says this previously was the Psak of the Rashba and the Ritva, which is not like the Psak of the Ravid. Now, what does the Ravid say? So, he brings down in Dirshu footnote number 8, that according to the Ravid, Ledaito, Ima Pesach Ugodol, in this situation, if it's not just a 4x4 window, but it's a real Pesach, then the Ravid holds over here. Then, even though it's going into a relatively small bikkur or karpaf, it won't ruin it. And since it's a large opening, it is considered preferable for him to want to use that private large opening, albeit it's going into a relatively small area, and therefore he wouldn't ruin it for all the Jewish people in this situation by his entrance into the Mavoi.
Mechaber continues and he writes, V'Yisroel sheyesh lo pesach lemavui, u'pesach me'achorv lekarpach.
If you have a Yid in this situation, which has a Pesach to the Mavoi, and he has his own private area, a Pesach to a Karpaf, in other words, take the issue footnote number 2, and where it says Nachri, substitute a Yid, and V'shachaf lo Erev, and this Yid did not make an Erev Chatzeris with everybody else, or a Shita from Mavoi with everybody else. So then, Im HaKarpaf Yoser Misasayim, if he has a nice open space over here, Oser, he ruins it, L'fish Eino Royalo, V'Eino Mistalik Min Abovi, because in this situation, he can't use that area, because it's greater than a Beis Asayim. So it actually is worse over here if the Yid has it, and it's greater than a Beis Asayim, because now he's going to only want to go into the Mavoi, and since that's his preferred way to go, he's going to ruin it for everybody else by not participating in their Shituf Mavoyos. However, v'muvkaf ledira, but if his area over here is mukaf ledira, so then even afilu yosef misasayim, even it's greater than a base asayim, and also because he's allowed to carry over there because it's his own private rishus and it's mukaf ledira, and therefore that would be his preferred way, and therefore kivan shiroilo, since he can use it, he won't ruin it for everybody else. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Hay shu karmelis, because if it's greater than a base asayim over here, it's going to be a karmelis. And he's not allowed to use it except to carry 4 amos, so he's not going to want it. As opposed to Mashayin came by Mavu, he should mutter latata bakula. As opposed to the Mavu, you're allowed to carry within it, so he would prefer that. Avolim hurak beis asayim apachos. But here, if it's less than a beis asayim or a beis asayim, given the mutter latata bakula, he's allowed to carry in the entire area because it's his own private area, it's enclosed, and it's not more than a base asayim, nichle betvei. He preferred that rather than the mavoi, and therefore he doesn't ruin it for the people of the mavoi by not participating in their sheet of mavoyos.
Gabi akum choshed beis asayim zutra, even though it's the exact opposite in regards to the akum, legabi yisrael nofish, for him it's considered better.
Because on Shabbos you're not carrying out a lot of stuff, you don't need so much space. And it's therefore much better for him than the Mavoi, which is going to be cramped comparatively. And even though this is smaller than a Beis Asayim, he would still prefer this way. As opposed to the non-Jewish person, he prefers the larger space. Now, the Mechaber concludes and he says, V'yesh mishomer de adraba. There is another opinion. He brings us down the name of Tosos, the name of the Ri, that totally says the opposite. Im hukaf ladira, if it is mukaf ladira, then afila beis asayim is osir. Then the yid over here, if it is a large area beis asayim, but it's mukaf ladira, then it ruins it. Shekim and shukaf ladira, ein bo avir. It's too enclosed over here, and it's really for residential usage. Enochaviz bo listalik b'shvilim in the mavi, and therefore he's still going to want the mavi to put out his stuff that he doesn't want in his private area. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot involved. Hu adas atosel levad. This is a das yochid only of Tosos. The sviru lehu the mukaf ladira goratve. He says that if it's mukaf ladira, it's actually worse. Kivin the ein bo avir kokach, because it's not so a large area that he can use. I v'hod enokar afilu beis asayim. Why did he say then afilu if it's a beis asayim? So he says afil gavdil ledidhu beis asayim goratve. Even though the beis asayim is worse, she ein bo avir kokach, it's small and it's not really helpful for him. Mikol makom nokar hachi. Nevertheless, he still said over here this loshen over here of afilu beis asayim, hold the kishaloh hukaf ladira, because if it's not mukaf ladira beis asayim, or the tve min yosim beis asayim, because in the situation when it wasn't mukaf ladira, it must be less than a beis asayim, and therefore lekach nemar kishaloh hukaf ladira osir afilu beis asayim. He's adding on that if it was mukaf ladira, even if it's only a beis asayim, it's still not considered something that he would want, and certainly vuadin yosim beis asayim, the same halach would apply even if it was more than a beis asayim. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Pei Tes and today's shir.